We're back on the Weird But Harmless podcast. Thanks.
Shut the fuck up. You making fun of my finger.
Of how I pointed at Tim to let him know that we're so a solid smile coming off your face.
We got Drew on the podcast. This has already gone down fucking hill. We took sorry for the few weeks off, but me and Ferris both were he was having to do some stuff and I was having to do some stuff, and if we came on here and did it, it wouldn't be funny. And we want it to be funny, as you have already seen, because we got Drew. Yeah, we had to really scrape the bottom of the barrel for our guest on this one, but, you know, hey, sometimes you got to do that shit.
Well, I tried to get Chris on, but he wouldn't come on, and Basil wouldn't come on either.
No.
What the hell? Basil, we were there from you. Well, technically, you were there for us from the beginning, but, you know, hey, whatever.
Well, how's it going, Drew?
Good old Basil. Good, man. Just, I'm really happy to be on here, talk to you guys. It's an honor to be here, you know, just really enjoying the podcast.
So, let me ask you a question, Drew. Have you noticed a difference between old Coke Zero and new Coke Zero?
I don't drink much Coke Zero, so I couldn't give you a definitive answer. Every once in a while, I'll drink a Coke Zero or Coke Zero Sugar, whatever they're called, and I'm like, man, this is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And then other times I drink it, and I'm like, this is fucking horrible.
This is shitty.
Yes. I can tell you without a doubt that the absolute worst Coke of all time is Diet Coke.
Diet Coke is horrible.
Diet Coke is so
bad. It tastes nothing like any of the original.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm go.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, hey, guys, what's up? I'm late. I've got some sticks. You guys ready to do this? Like what are you doing here, man?
Who are you?
Yeah, who are you?
I haven't seen you since high school.
I don't want to give you any money, man.
No, I'm not going to join your MLM, okay?
So, guess who I saw today first?
Who's that?
It's a mutual friend. I don't want to say mutual friend. A person we know.
Okay.
Moved to California.
Okay.
Name begins with J. Saw him today. He looks like he might have hit a few things a little harder than he should have.
Who? You going to write it down so I can read it?
Drove a Mercedes.
Man of mystery.
You worked for him for a minute.
Okay. Can we keep... We'll just write it down. Don't say it. Hey, he's this, he's that, he's that. He's got, his name's pretty much... Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw him today. I've tried to avoid him as best as possible.
I didn't have a choice, man. He was at the
gym.
Oh,
he saw you.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I didn't have a choice. And it's like, you know me. I'm naturally introverted anyway. Like, unless you...
I'm introverted when I see him, too. I don't want to talk to him. He's the one of the worst pieces of shit I've ever seen. And we're not going to say his name. I'm just letting you know who he is.
But
his name is... Okay, never mind. We had to edit that out.
Okay.
When I saw him, part of me was like, I hope you got your life together, but I really don't want to talk to you. He's like, cause man, you look exactly the same as you did 10, 12 years ago. I was like, I really wanted to be like, well, man, I didn't really get strung out on drugs, and I really don't have a lot of stress in life, so.
Yeah, that'll help.
Yeah.
Living clean will do that to you.
Man, I don't want to go clean.
Not doing heroin.
Yeah,
it's a big one.
Not doing hardcore drugs.
You know, I hear that. I hear not doing hardcore drugs and or... large amounts of heroin.
Yeah.
It really kind of...
As opposed to small amounts?
Yeah,
lots
yeah.
Of,
well, you know, sometimes
lots of intravenous drug use and random sex with random strangers.
Yes, yes, yes.
Are you telling me that's not conducive with a healthy lifestyle?
You know, I've heard that it's not. I've heard that it's not.
None of us have ever had to go... None of us have ever experienced this.
No, we haven't.
No. Okay. Well, anyway.
You know, I don't really care if that dude dies. That's just... I'm not saying I want him to die, but if I heard that he died, I probably would just be like...
I know a few people like that.
Yeah, just, I got a few.
I think I'd be like, I kind of feel bad for his mom. She's kind of sweet, man.
I think we all got a few people like that. Mm-hmm. It's like,
I don't want to kill you.
But when you die, I'm not saying I'm gonna throw a party, but I might smile a little bigger that day.
Oh, you got to.
And everyone, I think everyone has it. They won't say it though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's people who lie and people who tell the truth about that kind of stuff.
Okay, I gotta ask this question. Speaking on people dying.
Okay.
So. That Gabby, whatever the fuck her last name chick is, that got murdered by a boyfriend they're looking for.
Okay.
Am I wrong for kind of rooting for the boyfriend now? I mean, they've covered it so much on every social, on every site, and it's become over the top. And I'm just like, you know, part of me is kind of rooting for him to start over in life. Maybe he gets away, creates a new thing.
I was going to say, root for him in that he can get away, or root for him in that he's completely exonerated and like...
Root for him that he can get away. Do I think he killed her and he deserves to be punished? Yes. Yeah. But, you know, now with everybody like, oh, we got to find... It's like, I feel like she's the flavor of the day. And just, you know...
Why cover her more than anyone else? People go missing Karen all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I asked my mom that question. I was like, you know, Because this chick had a little bit of a social media footprint. Not much, you know. But
is that what it was?
She was a little bit of a blogger, yeah, I think, anyway. I mean, you never know.
Well, I already know why that they covered it. Mm-hmm. You know why? It's all of us who watch it.
Yep.
Everyone who watches it is the reason they... Mm. And now they got Dog the Bounty Hunter on it.
The Bounty Hunter!
I hope he gets fucking smoked.
Wow.
And I hope they film it. I don't know. I just feel like he's a leech. Especially right now.
Well, right now he is. But he is a bounty hunter. I mean, it is kind of his job.
I know.
He's trying. I mean, there's a bounty for this person.
Yeah.
And he's trying to find.
He's
yeah, granted, hunter. He's like, oh, whatever. He did pitch a reality show today, though. So maybe Tim's right.
He is the hunter of bounties.
Yeah. But I mean,
see
he's
pitched,
kind of.
He pitched a reality show?
He did.
Yeah, I'm not making that up.
Kudos to that guy, man. He's like, hey, we're looking for this guy. I killed his girlfriend. It's really serious, but I got this show.
A&E. On A&E. You can check it out.
I know
it's called Dog the Bounty Hunter Redo. My wife died, but I got even though he just replaced his wife with a woman who looks just like him.
Oh, and he has another one.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Just a over the top blonde. Like
his wife looks exactly
hair.
Like him though. Like if it, in female form, if you think about it, yeah, big blonde hair, leathery skin.
Oh, his wife died.
I know.
But she got a new one.
The
new one.
The new.
I
she
know.
Looks just like her.
But that's what I'm saying, though. His wife's, I mean, she looked just like him, you know. Big blonde hair,
I mean,
bleached blonde hair.
To be fair, any person of the blonde hair descent that spends lots and lots of time out in the sun is going to look like a Gucci bag. You know what I mean? They're going to have the super dark skin.
He does look like a raisin with
that's
fucking,
what I mean, yeah.
You know, hair.
Yeah, and he's got the permanent crow's feet squints because he's always like, yeah.
He's always wearing them stupid-ass sunglasses, too.
Yes. Probably wears them while he sleeps.
And he's always, I don't think he changes clothes. I think he's wearing the same clothes since the first episode.
No, he changes. It's just all the same vest.
He just has 30 pairs of the same thing.
Hey, man. If you got a look that sells, you got a look that fucking sells.
What am I going to wear today?
He's got a 5,000 square foot closet.
Somehow that simplifies everything.
All full of jeans, all full of black leather vests.
You got extra sequins to put on. Rhinestones. He has a box full of rhinestones and some glue.
Yes.
In case they ever fall off.
Absolutely. A little hot glue gun in his back pocket just in case a rhinestone does fall.
Seven different pairs of sunglasses. All the same, but he just puts a new one on every day.
Oh, he has to. Yeah.
Yeah. That would make life a little easier, though, if you just didn't have to worry about what... Because he wears the same thing to funerals and weddings, so...
It's funny. I'm trying to think of what it's called, but it's kind of the minimalistic type lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I mean, you can have people that go the extreme where they have one cup, one bowl, one plate, one set of silverware kind of stuff. But you'll have people who kind of are not that bad, but basically their wardrobe consists of, you know, four different shirts,
right,
that are kind of varying colors of gray or white or whatever.
So
and like two pairs of jeans.
Ironically, that's kind of how my school setup is. It's just like, I'm not like, you know, when I was in college, you saw my wardrobe. Like I had the rainbow of colors. Like, I had them sorted. I had them black, blue, white, all. Yeah. Ferris saw it.
Rainbow.
Yeah.
Colors that consist of the rainbow. Yeah,
yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, you know.
You know what I mean?
You know.
Wink, wink.
Rainbow.
Well, that's why I changed what I said. I didn't want to.
You know, it was really colorful, like a rainbow, you know. And
but
I felt really free when I wore those clothes. You know, it was almost like when I stepped out, you know,
so
I just
Ferris,
felt really good. Yeah,
like I was somewhere hiding.
Like I was somewhere hiding, yeah, and I came out of that area.
Yeah, and
I
just
amazing.
Let everyone know, and I started wearing these clothes and this music. I really started liking Cher for some reason.
People called me brave.
Yeah.
I said I was brave for really just, you know, getting out there.
I've never been called brave before. I felt so alive.
I felt so free.
Then all of a sudden I had a cock.
And that segues us to cucking.
Okay, cucking. We were. I told them to stop because the conversation was too good to not have recorded.
What are like 10 minutes in? Straight.
Okay,
to
we're
the
going straight to the cuck. Okay. We asked this question. Who wants to watch their wife or girlfriend get fucked by somebody else? Just I don't care.
They're people.
Okay.
Why am I always the person, though, that has this information, Ferris?
I don't know.
Why am I, when it comes to, like,
I know it exists. I just don't like to think about it.
I feel like every time it comes to sexual deviancy, it's like, Tim, like, why am I this person?
Let me ask you this. Would it make you feel worse? Would you rather be some, like, really scrawny guy that's not very handsome, and you could beat his ass? You could just fuck him up. And it's just a really small, nerdy guy. Or just some big jack dude. Not only that, but he threatens to kick your ass and you believe it.
Oh, see, there's one problem. Like, and we were kind of having this, and you told us to stop. I'm not 100% sure because I hadn't been put in this situation yet, but okay. I could probably be someone okay watching another man fuck my wife. It's more than y'all, more than
and
y'all.
I'm glad that we started there because that's what I was fixing it. I was going to bring up. You immediately lost me there.
Okay, that's cool. Hold up. Let me finish before.
No, there is no, like, I mean, you can continue, but I do not
let
in any
him,
form or
let
fashion
him finish
want
his
to
thing,
see
Drew.
Someone fuck
let
my
him,
wife for girlfriend.
Okay, Drew, let's hear what Tim, let's hear his proposition.
Continue. I want to hear a proposition.
Continue.
It's please. Not really much of a proposition as much as it is just.
How much for fuck your old lady?
$1 million.
Yeah, I'd
okay, we'll get to that. Okay, hold on.
Now we're negotiating.
We're not at the negotiating part of this conversation. We're at why would Tim would even think about allowing this. That's where we're
okay,
at.
Okay, one, we've discussed this. My depravity goes a little lower than y'all's.
Right.
You know, we just know that. You're not going to, like, I could not be insulted, though. You're not, I mean, I might could watch another man fuck my wife. We've discussed that.
Okay.
You know, Drew has a problem with this. But you're not going to insult me.
I mean, either. I have a problem with it, too. I'm just letting you talk. No, I'm going to rip into it. Don't worry. Keep going.
I mean, that's just really it. It's like, I couldn't.
Okay, it's not something you would seek out, right?
No. But I'm not going to be like, hey,
if
man.
If it happened, you'd be okay with it.
Yeah. But, with that being said, I would also expect the favor to be returned. Like either and I'm returning the
for
favor.
Him, for him to fuck you?
No. For me to fuck another girl while my wife watches.
Tit for tat.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's, like
that in essence is an open relationship.
So as a swinger, you're basically
a
swinger.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you and me
swing.
Have had this discussion before. Like out of everybody we know, I'd probably be the one that's like a little bit more open to the idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying
I think every man's open to the idea. It just depends if the woman's up to the idea.
Yeah. Well, yeah, every man is open to the
that's
idea.
That's fair. You're fair. I see what you're
having
about to
say. Sex with another woman.
Yeah, I don't think every
but
man's
I
open.
I guarantee you, not every man, not to interrupt you, but you're not right. Every man is open to watching their wife, girlfriend, significant other get railed by a guy named Johnny.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's two
as
different.
Opposed to Tommy?
Well,
would you be more offended if he had a bigger dick than you?
I mean, how big are we talking here?
I'm talking about, okay. I mean, we can get caught in the
minutia. He's got a hog leg or what?
We get caught in the minutia here. Like, let's just say he has a big, fat hog. Just a big one that just, like, if you put it next to yours, it's obvious. It's just, there's no doubt about it. Like, you can't, like, the camera angles aren't going to
you. Okay? I guess it, you know, once again, it comes down to the minutia because I know there's a certain.
It's yeah. Just the way that you're like, just a big, fat hog. So meaty,
just okay, just one that you just no matter how many camera angles you try, you can't fool anybody.
You know what? I'm still pretty confident in what I can do. So I mean,
yeah, but I'm saying like he has a bigger cock than you, like much like
what he's saying is it's not about the size of the boat, it's
the motion
of the
ocean.
Yeah,
but you can't get to England on a paddle boat.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna say it like really this, hard. Homie. Every chick, and this is only every chick I've ever slept with wanted me to come back and do it again. So I got to go with, hey, I must have done
okay.
Something right.
Well, I'm not, but would they have called you back if they ran into Hogman? You see what
long,
I'm saying?
Long dick dong.
Long dick dong.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just not real fucking sure, Ferris. You know.
So Tim is not necessarily, he wouldn't.
He's not opposed.
But if it
but
happened, it happened.
It. Yeah.
But he's also kind of expecting tit for tat.
Yeah.
Right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. So.
Now, I wouldn't just be down with, like, sitting there in the corner like a little bitch, you know.
Where would you be during this? We know it's not in the corner like a little bitch, but would you be in another room?
I'd probably be.
Would you have earphones on and have, camera set up?
Be in the other room playing Call of Duty. Keep it down in there.
Like a split screen, like you playing Call of Duty. The other one's like you just see him just rail your
no.
Wife.
I don't really know. I hadn't really thought about it. I guess I'd probably watch to some extent.
Yeah, I mean, what's the point? That's just cheating. If you
that is the definition of cheating.
you're like, oh, okay. I guess I'm not gonna go in there.
You guys need some water?
I mean, okay, they're right. There's the bed.
I don't know. I guess I'd just be like, well,
he'd be doing a podcast. He's sitting here doing the just, podcast.
Me and Paris would be sitting here doing commentary. Well,
you know, baby.
You good? You good? Lift her right leg up. She likes the right leg up.
That's a little too high. Her flexibility just ain't what it once was.
Better slow down, buddy. We got an hour and a half of this shit.
We got an hour and 20 minutes. So if you come, we got refreshments. We got
yeah, you got to have refreshments.
Now, I ain't going to lie. I would have sub rule like, hey, man, see that comb you're about to go with? Yeah, you got to go to the bathroom and do that shit and the rest of it. You can fuck off.
The what?
You couldn't ejaculate on, in, or anywhere near my girl.
Well, hopefully he's wearing a condom.
Well, that's true, but, you know, still, you know.
Well, hold on a second. We haven't got to this issue. Are you going to make him wear a condom?
You know, probably, yes. Look, man, don't ask.
She's not a slut. She's a classy girl.
Okay, hold on. Once you start, just stop.
Okay. I'm with you.
We haven't answered my question. Because think about it. Have you ever seen a porno and they have condoms on?
I have.
Not really.
It's not fun.
Yeah, it's not nice.
You look at it, it's like, okay, my fantasy doesn't start with like, oh, and then I put a condom on. Mm-hmm. No, never. Like, no. I'm not watching. Just as soon as I see a condom in that girl's ass, like, I'm not watching. I'm not done. I'm done watching it. Take it off.
It does take away from the experience.
It does. It's like, this is I'm pretending like I'm this guy fucking this girl. And I with the condom on, it's just, come on.
Yeah.
So, but you haven't answered my question. Condom or no condom?
You know, I mean, I guess probably condom, unless the dude sitting there got his STD or something. Like, hey, man.
No, she's on the pill. She's got her tubes tied, and he has an STD test. Would you allow it then?
You know, I really just don't know at first. That would have to be a game time decision.
Yeah,
that's a coach's call.
That's
going
to change a lot of things.
It's a game time decision. I just don't.
I'm glad I can provide y'all with this entertainment.
This is my thing. You know, whether I agree, disagree with either one of y'all, like, teach his own. If whatever makes you happy is happy, right?
Oh, I think we agree.
Yeah, 100%.
We don't want it.
Me and you agree. But, like, I don't understand, I guess, the erotic factor of watching someone have sex with your significant other.
You know, I'm not.
Because, like, you're supposed to, you know, according to the law, you're supposed to love that person. That person's supposed to be yours. And, you know, old Johnny Longdick is just, like, straight up clapping cheeks. And it, you know. And you're just watching, you know.
Some people.
We're all different.
Would
Drew.
Rather have they want they don't want some stud come in there fucking his girl. They want some like just a small weak looking dude so you can come in afterwards and seem like the hero.
Yeah.
Right.
I think the whole point of the since we're on the subject of cucking, which now I think we're kind of splitting hairs of cucking versus an open relationship.
That's fair.
But as far as cucking, my understanding of it is you want that bigger, stronger. Bull, if you will.
Yeah.
We used that word earlier.
Bull.
You want the bull because that's what you want to. You want yourself to feel like, I could never do that. Like, oh, God, that guy's so
big, I'm not
and
doing
strong
that.
And huge cock. And
you're not going to make
so
me feel inferior.
Looking, you know, like.
So if Jason Momoa came in there, you wouldn't feel inferior?
Oh, yeah, I would. I'd be like.
Okay.
Now, I'm pretty sure, depending on the chick I'd be with, I'm pretty sure I'd have to eat it because that might be like, hey, this is my hall pass, get out of jail free card. You know, we can go find Kate Beckinsale later.
Yeah, but then but here's the thing. She's going to renege on that deal.
100%.
Oh, I'm 100%.
Sure. Yeah.
Because, you know, bitches.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying she's not.
She's going to say, it was a mistake. I'm sorry.
I was drunk.
I was
on a lot of drugs
that
time. It
was so stupid. I could never see you, blah, 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 blah.
I just want to envision us having a family together and not doing that. Like,
ignore the fact our baby looks like Jason Momoa.
He comes out with a nice tan. By the time he's 16, he's taller than you.
The cut line on his eyebrows.
Like, babe, he's got some pigmentation. You want to know what I ain't got? Pigmentation.
All right, so I think we figured out Tim's view on it. Now, Drew.
I think we know Drew's version on it, too.
I'm basically the opposite. Like,
okay.
I don't know, man. I couldn't. Like, it's, you know, you can talk about, oh, yeah, do this, do that, do whatever. But, you know, to be the old-fashioned thinking of it, like, with any relationship, you have to have a foundation of trust.
Right.
Right? That's, if you have no trust, in my opinion, you have absolutely nothing. You have to be completely cool to drop, like, your girlfriend, completely drop her off in a room full of, you know, long dick Donnies, and they're all
hope they don't long dick Donnie her.
Yeah. Yeah. And
that's important.
Yeah. And, you know, you would trust she'd never, you know, be glug-glug and double twisty-twisty.
Right. Both hands.
Yeah. She'd have to. They're long dick Donnies.
Yeah, of course.
You can't one-hand a long dick Donnie.
Well, I'm saying, like, there's multiple long dick Donnies
come on, man.
In here.
Read a book. Come on, man.
That's right.
You're right. Yeah. If she's doubling, if she's, like, skiing, you know, if she's got the double on either
side.
I get that. But then it starts more shoulder work and kind of buys-tries type stuff.
We haven't got – whoa. That reminds me, Tim. We didn't talk about this. What if it's multiple guys?
That's going to be a no.
That's a no. That's where you draw the line?
Apparently that's going to be where I draw the line. Like, this is a one.
Well, what's the point What's the difference in one dude?
Look, man, I ain't saying this has got to make rational sense to you,
two
okay?
Guys. No, I'm curious what your logic is. That's the same thing as having a conversation with a girl going, would you fuck me for, you know, $10? No,
and
I would never
do
that.
You get to
fuck
two girls, too.
$200 million.
I don't know. Still personal preference. Like, no, I don't want to watch my girlfriend get gangbanged.
So now we're in the gangbanging.
Oh, it's the devil's three-way, 100%. With two. I mean, obviously.
I feel the more guys that are banging a girl, like, at the same time, the worse her issues are. Like, she has some serious issues. Once she has six of them in there, like, there are some deep psychological issues.
Five is fine.
No.
Six is the number. I get them six bitches away.
Basically, what I'm saying, the more, the worse.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
But I think after three, I think there's probably girls who are like, yeah, I got two guys who want to fuck me. I think I could be like, okay, whatever. But once you get into three and there's, you know, someone has to take turns, like, jerking off to make sure they don't lose their boner waiting to fuck you.
Well, I mean, you could argue and say we go straight for, you know, a little bit of anal, a little bit of vaginal, a little bit of mouthy mouth. You know,
okay, so you got three.
You could do three.
There's three.
You know, now four, yeah, that's when you start.
When's the rotation?
You got to start working the math.
Right.
You know? I get that. You know, angles and dimensions and whatnot. I get it. But, yeah.
So draw the line at a gangbang. Draw the line at three. You're drawing the line at two.
I'm drawing the line at two.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Because to some extent, I can still rationalize one guy with it. Just one guy is still somewhat intimate. When you get past that point, it's not as intimate. It's more like, hey.
He's just a whore.
Yeah.
I know. Intimacy's gone.
Intimacy's gone.
Straight whore.
There's usually money involved at that point.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's got to be money.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
But it, yeah.
So... Tim's okay with one. Drew's not okay with any, and I'm not okay with any.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if money's involved, though, here's the deal. If money's involved.
Okay, that's the wild card.
Now we're going to start sliding off into it. If money's involved and you are getting a cut of said money, then it really no longer becomes a relationship and becomes more of just a partnership.
That's a business transaction.
Yeah, yeah. And you are, in fact, a pimp, and she is a prostitute.
Well, and you're also a whore, too, yourself.
A whore to what? The money?
Yeah.
We're all whores to money.
We are whores to money, but some people just try to build like a nice she shed. Not watching one.
It's a really nice she shed. I like that. I'm doing some, you know, crocheting
okay.
out there.
Okay, Tim. Let's say there's one.
Potter.
Hold on. You're the one who said you would allow it,
yeah,
so don't come back at me like that.
You opened this box, dude.
We all said no, so that we have established our answer.
Yes.
You have established an answer to an extent, but here's the thing. One, you're okay with. What if she said, okay, let's say there's this hypothetical person that says, I will give you $100,000 for every other guy that fucks your girl. Yeah. Take that deep breath all you need.
How much do I care about this chick?
You love her.
Hey, man. Yeah, she's your significant other. What sucks is the first guy's for free. That's what sucks. Because you're like, I'm watching the first two get fucked.
Yeah, he's just doing it for free.
He's doing it for free, and then the third guy also. But
who made
after
this deal?
Number two, you're starting to get a little revenue.
Oh, no, I'm stuck in the chair. Hold on. Okay. Oh, shit.
He's just biding for time.
He's biding time.
Think. That's what he's doing.
Did he just eat a Snickers? No, what was that? What's that commercial when he bite into a – when he's trying to have an answer, but he's like,
Oh, yeah. No, like, it's not the Snickers. It's – it was –
Need a moment? Need a second?
Yeah. Was it like a Twix or something?
Maybe.
No, it's like a Baby Ruth or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Tim, the money.
Yeah. 100 grand every other dude. How many dudes you letting run through her? I do have a secondary question.
You get 100% of the profits. No taxes. Doesn't go to the girl, so it's not a prostitution, okay?
Well, I mean, that changes the answer.
And you love her. Okay. Ooh.
I don't know, man. I'd have to be in that situation. I know that's a cop out, but I'm like, man, I'd have to be hardcore in that situation to be, you know. Because right now I'm like,
see, if you're entertaining the idea, my immediate response question, what you should have asked is, how many men can she handle before she physically can't fuck anymore?
So there's where Drew's morals go.
Depends on how much.
No. That's the thing. If we've already stepped through the door. And we've already established said relationship is going to be, in essence, an open relationship. And now it's even segueing more into a business relationship to where she is a prostitute and you are said handler. Then I want to know what my bottom bitch can do. You know, I want to know what her stamina is like. Can she hold 15 guys? Can she do it for 6 hours straight? I mean, I need to know what this racehorse can do.
We Let's just make that irrelevant. She's just the king of fucking, okay? We're talking about the money
here. Technically, wouldn't it be the queen, but...
Whatever. Money. $100,000 per dude. Yes or no?
Per dude, every other dude.
No, like, the first one's for free, like you're talking about.
Yeah, first is a freebie.
So, theoretically, she could get railed by 10 guys, you make $1 million.
You'd make $500,000. You were horrible at math.
Wait, would we say $100,000? Oh, my bad. I thought it was a different number.
Fuck it. 100 grand for every dude.
Yeah.
10 dudes.
That's what I said. That's what he said. Yeah.
Technically, it would have it would have to be 10 dudes plus the one for free. So, technically, it would be
11. That's right. You're right.
Steve's free. But Steve's the freebie.
You have to think about
this. Hey, Tim, I really appreciate this.
By the fifth one, do you really love her anymore? So you're just like, I'm just making money now.
Yeah, you're like, come on. Put a finger in his ass. Make him come faster.
Just put, like, you're just putting on Craigslist. Like, you have, like, 80 guys come.
Slut fuck for money. Fuck slut for free.
Did Ferris ever tell you what we did?
I'd love to know where this is going.
Okay.
So, I think the stat. I don't think we committed any crimes, but either way, I think the statute of limitations is over.
What are we going to talk about here?
Back when we were in college and the Craigslist thing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we just
called the prostitutes.
Yeah, so we discovered that it was at Craigslist or something else.
It's Craigslist.
Mm-hmm. You know, we discovered you could find prostitutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Ferris, you know, he wasn't ever going to buy any of them. It was Ferris, one of our other friends.
Yeah, obviously. You're kicking tires.
I'd never buy
it.
A prostitute.
Never. You know, you're the only person I actually believe when they say that.
Because I'm lying.
I legitimately wouldn't.
I don't want to go to jail. If I want to go to jail, I'm not going to jail because I slept with a prostitute.
Yeah. It's legal in Nevada.
Yeah, certain parts. The thing is, you know, and this is the thing, you don't really pay them for this particular action. You pay them to leave.
Yes.
Like with a girl, you're dating someone, I'm dating someone. We're paying for it.
You
got to pay for it.
Some way.
Yeah, in some form or fashion. You're paying. It's just with that, it is stone cold. You're paying
it's
them
cash.
To leave. Yeah, it's a transaction.
Cash, it's like you're in
money
and out.
For nut.
Right. Yeah.
So
it's true.
So, yeah, we call prostitutes.
Yeah.
And I would joke with them. I think I told one of them I was a senator.
But yeah, like. I think
awesome. Granted, I think it was a senator. It was Senator Vitter from Louisiana at the time, so it's not too far.
You could have got it.
One, so actually, he called one, and one ended up being a legit business. And he said something. And she's like, "What?" And I guess she was just bored at work. But he started fucking around with her. She just kind of seemed. Don't remember. It was a massage place, but you know, she just she kind of went with it and started seeming like she was having fun with it. And then one chick. Yeah, it's $500 an hour, and the other friend that we had doing it, $500 an hour. What the fuck?
Hey, what the fuck you doing, bitch?
It's a pretty entertaining night, actually. On things looking back,
do you remember Chatter Roulette?
I remember Chatter Roulette. Yeah.
Yep.
It would be okay, like every 10th person. Hey, this is someone you're talking to, but like every 9th person was some of you jerking off.
No,
100%, 100%, cock in hand, just stroking.
What happened? Are there no moderators?
I mean, I guess not. I don't know how.
That's when I realized not everyone had the same morals as I did.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Like, my morals may not be the strongest, but they're a little stronger than these people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then out of those, that 9th person, you'll have the one person that just sits and watches them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's win-win.
I'm sure there were people that were happy.
Yeah, 100%.
But there's the cock ratio is like you couldn't talk
anything,
to people because there's too
anything
many
anything like that.
It's too much.
The cock ratio is gonna be
too high.
So high.
Yeah.
That's the same thing. You know, with the like you know Snapchat or anything like that. Like any type of thing like that. A good solid 75% is gonna be just dudes' dicks.
If Why? It's free, it's going to be
that's
a bunch
what I'm saying.
Of dicks.
Why is that?
Well, I guess that they're yeah, we are.
I mean,
but I guess their mentality is if they send that dick to the world, if they get 1% back, you know what I mean?
Like, hey. That's,
well, it's kind of like you know how most women don't like it when they get a dick pic, but if it wasn't successful, sometimes it wouldn't
be
people
a
would
thing.
Stop.
Yep.
Well, don't send unsolicited dick pics, but
yeah, of course.
Some people don't have that. Like some people are like, here it is.
Well, that's the thing. Like people, there. I'm assuming that mentality is if you send it to, say, if you go through your phone and you have, you know, you know, 70 women in your phone, or 100 to make the math
easy. Big group message.
Well, not necessarily even that, but you send them all a dick pic. All you have to have is one say yes, and it's successful.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, all you need is one.
Minus all the lawsuits from the other one.
Well, you know. When in Rome.
The lawsuits ain't even the worst part now. Now if you do something, it's like they call you out on Facebook, and that's almost worse.
Oh, yeah.
Like, man, I've seen girls just rip. I mean, hell, we even knew a dude that got called out on Facebook, and, man, they ripped him to pieces. I was like, ooh. He, like, cut his Facebook off and everything. I was like,
whoa. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's rude.
Although, to be fair, that dude has been a creepy loser since high school.
Yeah. I have a story. It's kind of, like, story someone told me. He was working in an undisclosed area that normally has a lot of women in it.
Yeah, don't use any names or places.
No. Okay. I'm not doing any of that. Okay. But anyways, one of these people was talking with these other group of people while my friend was there.
Okay.
And basically they were saying that they were, you know, Snapchatting this person. And this person sent them a video of them masturbating. It was a guy.
Okay.
He was doing his thing. And then, plain as day, a brush slips around the old back door and starts working the chili ring. Now,
what kind of brush?
I didn't see the video. I'm assuming it's a decent sized brush. I mean, you're not gonna, if you're gonna do it, you're not gonna have like a little bitty baby brush.
You never know.
Yeah, that's true. So he was doing all that. They were talking about it, and the thing is like the video wasn't just of penis and butthole. It was his face was in it, too.
Oh, no.
So, yes.
That's a rookie move.
That's, yeah.
That's a rookie mistake.
And that's the thing is they were like, oh, this is so-and-so. And everyone knew who this person was. And, like, it was, he didn't know, but the other people did.
Hold on a second. He didn't stop the brush from going in his asshole?
I mean, his anus ate it.
Oh, okay, that's where we're going. Okay.
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
He was jerking off and putting a brush in his butthole.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Some people like it.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of my thing. But getting to the point of it, like, they all knew. They all were talking about it, spread like wildfire.
Okay.
The video was of his face, too. And my response to when I heard the story was, I would kill myself. Okay. Like, shut everything off, delete everything, sell your house. Burn everything you own.
Get inside.
Go out in the
destroy
woods.
Destroy your social security number. like you didn't exist.
And then go
like
hang yourself
like
in
MIB.
The woods. Yeah. Burn your face with acid. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, nobody knows who you are.
Yeah.
And then kill yourself.
Never existed.
Yeah. Like, that's just, oh. I mean, one, why would you do that? And then two, why would you have your face in the video?
Yeah. That's a rookie mistake.
That is 100% rookie move.
It's either a rookie move or only people who are brave are going to do that.
Yeah.
And you think about it, if you consider yourself a straight man, it's going to start getting a little squirrely there and you start putting things in your asshole. I'm not saying that people, straight men, don't do it. I'm just saying,
yeah.
Like, start questioning a little few things.
Well,
and it's a brush.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's a brush, man. It's not, you know, it's not like a, you know.
Now, if someone was putting a dildo in their ass, I'd be like, okay, you need
attached to a dude.
With some balls. I think you might be gay, man.
See, like a hairy belly, also, a pair of hands.
Just like, I think you're.
Oh, Steve. Oh, Steve.
Oh, Steven.
Oh, I'm not gay, dude. I'm not gay. No,
I swear to God.
No, dude. It's cool. It's cool.
Okay. All right.
No.
Anyways. But yeah, that's not smart.
That's horrible.
What's wrong, Tim?
It's funny, like, you say that. I worked with somebody.
How many people do you know take pictures of themselves, video, and fucking. Don't answer that.
Please don't.
The fact Wait, that they take just, video of themselves fucking?
I mean,
I don't know.
I'm assuming many people. But
yeah.
No, anyways. But talking about that, male on male.
Okay.
This person, we were talking, blah, 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 you know, working together. And he asked me a very, like, direct question. He's like, hey, man, you ever had a wet dream? And I was like, yeah, I think when I was like 12.
Back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day. And he's like, yeah, man, I had one pretty recently. And I'm like, cool.
Thanks for telling me, man.
Yeah, like, hey, man, I'm going to leave. I got to go check my fridge or something.
Like, when you're 12, you're like, because you didn't think that could happen.
Yeah,
you're like, this
is
an amazing thing.
What is this slime?
Oh, yeah. God. But when you're over 30, you're like.
And this dude was over 30.
And you're like,
So
why are you telling me?
So yeah, and then you were gonna get to that.
Okay,
part.
Go ahead.
So he says that he's basically, you know, like, hey, you ever had a wet dream? Yeah, when I was 12. Yeah, I had one the other day. Cool. And I just like, we're done with the conversation. Like I'm not picking up the little treats. I'm not indulging this story.
Yeah,
we're fucking done. And it pauses for a little bit, and he goes, yeah, man, I had this dream that this football player was, you know, I was sucking him off. And when he came, I woke up and I had a, you know, had a wet dream. And I'm like, cool.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, man, that's a
cool story, bro.
Cool, dude. Yeah. And then this person like segues over to, you, what kind of porn you like? I'm like,
oh,
just,
no,
just regular porn. Yeah, man. He replies, yeah, I kind of like, you know, like group stuff, you know, like gangbangs and, you know, guys, you know, their wives getting fucked. Segue to you.
Yeah, Tim.
And in the end, out comes the phone. He's like, yeah, man, you know, what you think of this chick? And I'm like, yeah, she's like, yeah, man, you know, well, what about this one? I'm like,
hold on a second. How well do you know this person?
At the time, not very well.
Oh, okay, that's even worse.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, yeah, you know, this is my wife. Yeah, she likes to fuck other dudes. And, like, shows pictures of, you know, his wife.
At least he's a proud husband, you know.
Yeah, and she's not a looker. Okay. But I'm just like,
I think that's the least important part of this conversation.
Yeah, that's the least important part, but it felt like it needed to be addressed. And I'm just like, yeah, cool, man. Can we stop talking about this now? And he just like, oh, yeah, yeah, it's cool. And then we stopped, and then, you know, weeks later, he's like, yeah, man, I don't know if you know this or not, but, you know, I'm bisexual. And I was like, yeah, I gathered that from the dick sucking dream you had. And he's like, yeah, you know, and me and my wife were kind of into, you know, swinging stuff. And I'm like, cool. I'm good. I'm gonna go now.
Haven't we had this conversation?
Yeah,
I think we've had this conversation. Yeah.
So, anyways, that was a.
Did you finally tell him like, hey, man, there's certain things you shouldn't share with people?
No. I just basically like, I'm done.
I want to see someone do that same thing to Basil, because I really would wonder what Basil would say.
If they offered their wife to
Basil? No. If same thing happened, except it was Basil instead of you.
Oh, Basil would have, I think Basil would have kind of been like, oh, yeah, man, I don't really want to talk about that. And I think Basil would have, he would have went that route.
Yeah.
I don't think he would have been like, what the goddamn motherfucker? I don't think he would have done that.
No.
He might have sucked the dude off. I don't know. I mean, just being honest.
Yeah, that's
he might have. It's Basil. You know, what rhymes with Basil?
Asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what would eat a penis. Anyways.
Oh, God. A lot of fucking in this podcast.
Yeah, sorry.
So, how about the weather?
Actually, I was telling a mutual friend about...
In the microphone.
I was telling a mutual friend about the conversation we have, and they disclosed that one of their friends is trying to become a sex therapist. So, they might would have way more answers to why some of us are like this and some of us aren't. And I will tell you off air who it is. I got to check, make sure everybody's cool with names being given out, because the mutual friend didn't want to. I'll tell you later. I really would. Like, this is one of those I'm not even going
to. They're going to come on the podcast?
Potentially, if they come back in town.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta.
Yeah, we gotta clear.
We gotta clear a few names, because I'm not even. Because like I said, I figured out the mutual friend didn't want to tell me who it was, but I just kind of put two and two together.
Ah.
So I'll tell you.
Well, I mean, when you're dealing with any of that kind of stuff, you're diving into the human psyche. Like.
Really, I feel like maybe
you know what I mean?
I need
like
to.
Why do some people, you know, get kicks of that? Why do some people only like watching, you know, guy on girl? Well, I know guy on guy, but you know
guy
what I mean?
Guy,
like,
yeah.
Like, why do only people like watching specific things? Like, it's just kind of the itch that they like to scratch, I guess.
I don't try to judge people, but when you're watching somebody getting face fucked until they vomit, like,
that's
just
not my bag.
I'm like,
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but there needs to be some judgment at some point. Sorry.
If both parties and more of the fucky. Parties are okay with it, and it's a consensual mutual thing.
Well, I get that.
Then, you know.
But does everything have to be consensual? Everything has to be consensual, but just because it's consensual doesn't mean it's necessarily right. Like,
can you be consent to be
murdered, like a snuff film?
Well, you got to go to. Well, that's
I'm just. I know it's extreme.
In my opinion,
okay.
See,
that's causing bodily harm.
Before we go into that.
Well, I'd imagine getting fucked in the mouth until you vomit is probably not fun either.
Tearing your esophagus. Just for instance, this, and I had this discussion with somebody, a good friend of ours.
Yeah.
About like assisted suicide.
Right.
And some people. Some people are very, very against it. Like, no, you don't need to die. That's, you know, blah, 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 blah. And other people are completely for it. I look at it this way. If you want to and you are unable to do it yourself, then you 100% should be allowed to go out on your own terms.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
The snuff film, if you, and that's kind of where I'm going to it, if your desire is to die on camera,
right,
being stabbed, and that's what you want.
Yeah.
Is it legal? Is it illegal? I'm not talking about that. But as far as, like, if that's what you want,
right,
then what's to stop you from doing what you want?
Well, here's
the only person that's being hurt is you.
Here's the question, though. Is somebody who agrees with that in their right mind to be able to they have the mental capacity to consent to that? I'd imagine most sane people don't want to be stabbed to death on camera.
Yeah. What if, I mean, to argue, what if that same person is completely eaten up with cancer?
So you're still changing.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
You're changing the variables a little bit here, which is
stabbing to death.
Yeah, you know, there's a huge difference between a person who is dying of cancer and realistically, like, hey, I want to go out with assisted suicide instead of pretty much being eaten alive by this cancer.
Yeah, yeah.
Versus, hey, this person might have some mental problems, and we need to figure out what that person's mental problem is before we allow this person. Now, if they're going to be some shady motherfuckers, yeah, I'll stab your ass for $1 million. Fuck it. But, you know,
I mean, people are wanting to die. I don't think they're going to pay $1 million.
Hey, give you $1 million or stab you in the face with his knife.
Yeah, like, no, man. But as far as the mental side of it, if someone is, you know, if they're in their right, quote-unquote, mind to make sound decisions, I mean, I'm not going to argue that. Because in their mind, they may be completely rational with their faults. And the way we look at it is, why would you want that?
Right.
That's kind of, you know, the devil's advocate answer.
But I guess back to the woman getting face fucked. Don't you think there's some mental issues there?
Probably begins with her dad, or lack thereof.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's family growing up. Yeah. But, you know, I know girls who grew up, mom, dad, white picket fence.
With the church.
Yeah, all that stuff. And
that doesn't mean that's not what happened behind closed doors.
I understand. I'm not arguing that side of it. But, you know, seemingly, and they every other avenue of their life, they're complete, quote-unquote, normal, right? And they enjoy, you know, like you said, being you know, gagged until they vomit everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of the things that they like, that they found that they like.
Yeah.
You know, yes, I understand what you're saying. And more times than not, the women who enjoy having the back of their throat bruised, you know, stem from a long issue of either family or mental or something that issues. I agree with you on that.
How much of just most, like, bad actions come from trauma or mental issues? Mental health issues.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just let's use... alcoholism.
Okay.
Now, some alcoholism is just your dad had it, his dad had it, you have a propensity to have it.
Do you think that it would be considered hereditary, or do you think it's a voluntary
choice? I think
it
depends on the person.
I think, for instance, dad had it, grandpa had it, great-grandpa had it, uncle has it, you know, has it. Is it hereditary, or is it a voluntary choice?
Yeah. I mean, if it's hereditary, is it a voluntary choice?
Well, if it's hereditary, I would say no. If it is, it's the same thing as losing your hair.
You don't have free will in that. There's no free will.
If you're going with it as far as if you're predisposed to doing it.
Right.
Do I think that someone could take actions and not follow and become an alcoholic? I do.
Yeah.
I personally do. I think that they can make the choice. Do I think that it's a much more difficult choice than, say, any one of us? I think so. But then you start kind of diving into, you know, is addiction, is that an illness? Or is this, you know, like, you kind of start doing those type of, down those roads.
Right.
So what do you feel? Do you feel addiction is an illness, or do you feel it's a choice?
I think that, okay, people are going to get mad at me. We all think
that the hoods were a good idea.
It was bags, not hoods. Get it
not
right.
Pointy not pointy fingers. Not pointy fingers. It could have been done better.
I so can't see fucking shit.
I love, my favorite part is when he goes,
hellfire.
No, he goes, did anyone bring any extra bags? And he goes, no, no one brought an extra bag. That is my favorite part of the no one brought an extra bag.
No one's saying they don't appreciate what Jenny did. If I could have, if all I had to do was cut a hole in a bag, I could have done it better than this.
Can you see? Not too good.
Not too. I can't see too good.
Anyway, back to the question.
We don't have to see. The horses see.
Just the fucking horse see.
That's. I say we take them all off and we try again next time.
Well, shit fire.
Shit fire. Anyways, what is your thoughts?
So, do I think it is a disease? I do not think it is a disease. Mm-hmm. However, I think it is a mental. I mean, it is a medical condition, but what constitutes a disease exactly? Like, you don't really choose to get, you know, ass cancer. It's just either genetics or that too. You know, for the most part, you don't choose getting cancer. Besides maybe smoking.
Yeah, if you're predisposed to cancer, you have a history of cancer. And you're a 4-pack-a-dayer.
And I think one out of three people will get cancer. Not everyone will die of it, but most, like when they get old, a lot of people just, their body just breaks down. Yeah. So I don't think it's a disease in that sense, but it's definitely a medical condition that that is probably hereditary for some people. Just they just have a predisposition to have that. But it's like cancer, you can't really help it as much as you can not drinking.
Yeah.
You cannot drink.
Yeah.
Because there's probably a lot of people that are have the medical propensity to be an alcoholic, but they were raised to not drink, so they never drank, so they don't know.
Or even to go further into it, is they grew up in that environment.
Yes.
And they made the choice, I will not be this. I won't be that way. I'm not going to be the way my father is.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think that it's also that, too. But what do you think, Tim?
Timothy?
T-Dog?
I think it is. Shit.
None of us are experts here. So
We're just talking. We're three girls over drinks at Bennigan's.
Whatever happened to that restaurant? But I don't know, man. I think it's.
I miss it. Monte Cristo was so good.
Dude, they had a burger. I don't remember what it was called, but it was fucking shit.
They had some good burgers.
Yeah, they did. And sandwiches.
Anyways.
So, poor people with their alcoholism, what do you think?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, and I say this speaking from personal experience, I think a lot of people have depression problems masked as alcohol problems or drug problems. And that was kind of how mine was. You know, we've talked about it plenty of times. You know, I drank a lot at one point. Like, I found a way to make $5 go a long way when it came to buying beer. And looking back, I can say I had, you know, I didn't have a problem with alcohol. I had a depression problem that I masked as alcoholism. And once I kind of got over that depression, and even, like, I don't really drink that much anymore. You know, every now and then I'm going to have a night, you know, which is normal, I think. You know, but, you know, I don't just go out, you know, and me and Ferris have talked about it. Like, I would go out on Tuesday and just pound back beers just for the sake of pounding back beers. I don't do that anymore. You know, if I go out and get drunk, I'm with people. I'm having a good time. I don't just. So I think, you know, it is a disease, but I think there's varying layers to the disease. You know, it's, you know, are you an alcoholic because you have a trauma and you're trying to push down that trauma? Are you depressed? You know, and, you know.
PTSD.
I think there's also, I mean, there's different layers to it. It's like, are you an alcoholic because you hate your fucking job? I mean, that sounds like a simple explanation, but I mean, you know, realistically, we all spend, you know, when you have a normal job, you spend more time at your job than you do with your family, realistically.
Yeah, you do.
And, I mean, it's like, man, and I'm not trying to get off on that tangent by any means, but, because we'll be here all day, but.
With what he was just, not that, but before what he was talking about.
But, I just.
Don't say it.
But,
we're going to have a harmless podcast after hours.
That was an unsolicited dick pic I just showed him.
Nice size.
I guess it was solicited. I don't know. It seemed like they wanted it. I don't know.
Anyways, but yeah, so I think there's, yeah, I do think it's, you know, an illness or a disease, whichever you want to go with. I think disease is the more appropriate term, but, and this is kind of my problem with a lot of pharmaceutical stuff too, is like, what is the cause of this disease? Why are you doing this? You know, why do you go out and get drunk every night? What happened? You know, because I really don't think there's too many
What's the reason behind
yeah,
it?
Yeah. I don't think there's too many people like, man, I'll just go out and get drunk every night for the sake of enjoying getting drunk every night. Mm-hmm. It's not that fun. You know, people are trying to mask.
Also, and it's a coping mechanism.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But I also think that you can choose to not do that. I understand the depression. I get that, right? But as far as, you know, going out and drinking to the point of, you know, the blackout, right?
Right.
Like, I think that you can choose not to do that. You're doing that because you want to not feel the depression, the pain, the hurt, the whatever mechanism that you're using the alcohol to cope with. I think that that's the way it is. As far as drinking, I have zero issue with people drinking. I drink. I'm a Scotch man. We can talk about Scotch if you guys want to. Love it. I like bourbon.
You want to take a shot of that?
If you want, sure.
There's my shot glass head.
But
these cats, they fucking push over the glasses.
Yeah, they are assholes. But as far as the thing is like having a drink, right? You pour a drink, you have one, it's good. You pour another one, you have one. To a point, you'll get the buzz, the swimmy head, whatever you want to describe.
Swimmy head.
But it's when you keep going, and you're drinking with your desire is to be completely impaired. Like, that to me is all voluntary.
Right.
I think that you can choose whether you want to or not. You know?
Do you think people have free will? Smart people have tried to answer this question, so I don't expect to.
You dumbass.
Well, I'm pretty
Do I think
stupid,
we have
so.
Free will as opposed to we're living in a simulation? Or do you think we have, are you saying we have free will as opposed to a giant omnipotent being that basically already has our life choices, everything laid out?
You mean Christ?
I mean any God you want to pray to.
Allah salli salim. Allah akbar, Allah akbar.
Allah akbar, Allah akbar. Apparently your brother says I say that decently.
Allah akbar.
I said that to your dad. I was like, he goes, hey man, do it. Dance, monkey. And I was like, Allah akbar. And your dad was like, Allah akbar. I said it back.
He slit your throat.
Yeah, he was like, Allah, Allah. So, yeah, it was a pretty big Saturday. It was awesome.
He didn't quite do the carotid, so you were just like breathing out through your esophagus.
Yeah, it was like a basically like a wet paper towel breathing tube. So no big deal.
Yeah. I mean, he has bad eyes, can't really see.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, it's hard.
Speaking of bad eyes, my dad had a detached retina. Had to have emergency surgery. He went in Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday. This was 2 weeks ago. Went in Wednesday and because he was basically seeing like kind of split vision with his left eye. Mm-hmm. Like he would see like the pole, you know, light poles, and it would be almost like when you look through it, like through a glass of water, it would go down and then it would kind of distort and then it would move again. So it would look like almost like a Z, and it kind of bothered him.
As it should have.
And my dad just, you know, well, I figure I need to get it checked out. So went over there and the doctor was like, yeah, you have a partially detached retina. We need to do surgery now. Like, he wanted to do surgery the next day, but they didn't have an area, you know, I guess a bed that he could have recovered in or whatever. So he had it done Friday and said that the detached or the retina had been detached for close to 6 months, and it was more than a partially detached. It was a lot worse than he thought. So I don't know if you've ever heard of people that have had retina, you know, or detached retina surgery or anything like that, but at least with this doctor, what he said is for 6 weeks – you have to keep your head down, facing down, whether you're laying down or sitting in a chair with your head facing straight down for 45 minutes out of every hour for 6 weeks.
Mm. It sounds miserable.
It sounds horrible. And my father, whom is, you know, the best person I know, does not listen. The first day it was so trying because my mom's like, I need you to come over and help me. I'm like, okay. So I come over there, and my dad's like, you know, eye taped up, you know, looking around, trying to fix the chair, the chair that they brought to, you know, completely, it's fully adjustable, you know, so he can sit in it and lean forward. And he's like, the chair don't work. I'm like, did you think to adjust it before you had surgery? well, I got to fix it. I got to fix it now. And I'm like, lay down. Like, please keep your head down. Because I'm – the reason why they want you to keep your head down is because they take all of the fluid out of your eyeball and they put in a ball and fill it with gas. So over the next six weeks of having your face pointed down, your body absorbs said gas and refills it with the fluid that is in our eyes now.
Oh.
And that's kind of the purpose behind it. That's my understanding.
Hmm.
So if you don't do that, then you don't have the pressure pushing against the back of the retina to keep it, you know, basically adhered to the back of your eyeball so it can heal. So it's been a very...
How many weeks has it been?
2 weeks.
So I got a month.
That's a long time.
I went over there yesterday, and he's like sitting in the chair with his head down. He's not in the chair. He's just in the recliner. And I'm like, hey, why don't you go lay down or something? And he's like, I don't want to lay down. I'm tired of laying down. I'm just tired. I'm just tired, son.
I just don't want to lay down anymore, you piece of shit.
So
it's all your fault.
side note, I entered them into the 21st century. They now have access to Netflix, Hulu, HBO Max. And
good thing he can watch it.
Well, technically, he can.
Does he have a mirror? Like,
yeah. He's got on the chair, it's basically a mirror that he can watch the TV with. And then the other apparatus is basically like a what would be like a massage table where you put your head down in it. It's just that section, and it's set kind of like at an angle. It's about 10 inches up off the ground. So he lays in it. There's a part that sits on his chest, and then all this is open underneath it so he can put the – he's got a little tablet. He can put the tablet in there and watch TV.
It just sounds exhausting.
It's difficult. I'd go crazy. It's my dad's not the type that sit around, and he's going crazy. But he's like, man, there's a lot of stuff on this this HBO Max stuff. I'm like, yeah, Dad, a lot of stuff.
What's this real sex?
I don't think that's on there anymore.
I tried to explain. No, it's not. I tried to explain streaming to my dad, like how to stream TV, like YouTube TV, Hulu TV, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you basically watch TV through the internet. And he's like, yeah, but where's the cable box? It's like, you don't have a cable box. Yeah, but how does it work? Like, you know when you go on YouTube, Dad, and you watch videos on YouTube? Yeah. So it's the same concept. You watch it with the internet. Oh, I don't get it. I was like, all right, well, I'm going to go. I'm going to head back home. Yeah.
You have a great day.
You guys have a great day. I'm going home. So,
are you saying that there's an invisible stream of energy?
There's like waves.
It comes through.
Side note, I bought him a pair of Sony 1000 X4s, I believe is what they are. XV4, maybe. They're the sound deadening, and they're also Bluetooth, you know, headphones. And they are amazing.
Yeah, I bet they are.
They're like $380.
Yeah.
They're ridiculously expensive, but they're like super comfortable, super good sound, and when you turn them on and turn the, you know, the sound deadening or whatever it's called.
Oh, these two right here? That one and that one on the table? Man, especially that one. You can't hear anything.
Mm-hmm. When I put on the those Sonys in Best Buy, like, you know, Best Buy's got a lot of ambient noise around.
Yeah.
I put the headphones on, and I was, like, bothered by how quiet the noise canceling was. I looked at my girlfriend. I was like, holy shit. She goes, what? I just put them on her head, and she goes, holy shit. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, you don't keep them on too long, like, without a sound.
Yeah.
Because apparently if you're supposed to hear something at all times. Like, because if you don't hear anything, it's like apparently you can hear like your blood rushing, your blood
moving through your veins, you have, like going through your ears.
Because they have I saw this, they have some kind of room that like blocks out all.
It's complete quiet.
And it drives most people crazy.
I think it would be peaceful.
Yeah, to get in there and you can literally hear your heart beating the whole time for like 6 hours.
To techno beat. Na-na-na-na-na-na.
You got pooped, Tim?
No, I'm zoned out. I'm sorry, I am tired. I was also trying to figure out, like, we went on a segment.
1,000-yard stare.
My bad. I was trying to figure out how we, like, got on. We went from talking about cucking to.
Just let it happen.
Talking about headphones?
Yeah.
Just let it happen.
That's just the natural evolution of how conversations work.
It's fair. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
We can't stay on cucking for the entire hour.
I know.
I guess you could.
You could if you were.
But I'd
get
tired of it.
But I wouldn't want to.
Yeah, because, I mean, Ferris, would you like to be a cuck? No. Well, that's the end of that conversation.
Yeah. Hey, Drew, what do you think about it? No.
But see, so basically, the only reason the conversation.
Tim. Well, yeah. You know, now, one guy, if, like, you know, he was having, like, hard time.
How much money?
Yeah. What if he got fired from his job? I'd feel bad for him. He could go fuck my old lady.
Right. So,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So, how about them Warhawks?
Yeah, with a victory?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez,
yeah, fuck you, Drew.
Side note, I am sending my gun off, one of my guns. I know you're a super big gun guy, Tim.
Yep.
Sending one of my pistols off to have the slide
cut on it,
milled and cut and ported and all that good stuff. Just for fun, I'm going to have an RMR.
That's like sending your guitar off to have something added onto it.
I do that all the time.
There you go.
Yeah. But just basically kind of custom it. I've got some pictures I'll show you later, but... It's supposed to take 2.5 ounces off of the gun. It's supposed to make it kind of, you know, shoot flatter, stay on target.
You know,
I'm bored, and I just want something.
You know,
to
you
look,
can
look neat.
You can send your knives off to be sharpened.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Professionally sharpened. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
My cousin, I was down in Destin about a month ago, and he has a sharpening kit, and it's. I forget the name of it, but basically it you know, locks onto your knife, and then you have, you know, the 400,
it kind of looks like this. The thing that holds on to the knife, and you sharpen it.
You can choose the angle you want. You basically just move it. It's long, you know, guide rods and stuff. But it's, you know, 400, 600, 800, 1,000, 2,000 grit, and then you go to your mirror, basically your mirror stuff, and that's where you can put your mirrored edges on it. Ah. And the mirrored edge is like... You'd be cut. You wouldn't feel it.
Damn.
You're like, why do I feel wet? Like, yeah, because I felt some of the knives that he did, and I was like, shit, I wish I would have brought
you
some
can
knives.
Get really deep in the knife sharpening. Like, I have
fall down the hole. Bad.
I have three. Like, I can't remember what the wet rocks are, but it's kind of soothing. Like to sharpen a knife, like really get in there and like
therapeutic.
I've done it before. Yeah, not like hardcore, but
was that to get your knife ready to cut something to eat or to kill somebody?
Well, just to have my knife sharp.
Okay.
Mind your business.
Me and the old
Tim
lady
shaking.
But there's like I think they have a 500 that's like concrete.
Mm-hmm.
There is a such thing as knife play. I've never discovered. I have not gone off into the weeds in that one. But
knife play.
But interesting. So in the group I'm part of on Facebook that talks about it.
What do you mean knife play?
I didn't
like
know.
In a sexual.
You yes.
Nature.
You hold the knife.
Come
to people.
On.
I didn't.
Oh, now you're getting judgmental.
Do not kink shame. Nah, whenever I heard that, I was like, somebody asked me if I was into it. I was like, nah, I don't think so.
No, not since last week.
I've been stabbed before. It was not a pleasant experience. It's not really something I wanted.
Ah.
Yeah, stuff like that. They have different types, different views, Tim, if you can see that.
I think I'm getting a new knife pretty soon. I think I'm going to get the SIG XL. P365 XL.
P365? I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, it's a concealed carry gun. That means you can hide it on your...
I know, motherfucker. I'm not that.
You don't want to lug around a big, fat gun.
No. Like, for instance, that gun right there that I'm going to get done, that is not going to be a concealed gun.
No.
that'll be like, hey, let's go shoot.
I know some people that carry like nine... Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good-looking gun.
It's a SIG. They want a lot of money for it. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, they are proud of them.
Well, they had one that had a... Everyone told me do not get one that has the pre...
Use your words.
What?
Use your words.
Okay.
Don't get one that has the pre-milled?
Not necessarily pre-milled, but having that side on it. Because that side is not like... You want to get a Trigicon. You want to get something that's like a good aftermarket... price.
Yeah, I think that comes with probably a little SIG Romeo or something.
Yeah, it's a Romeo, I think.
Yeah, it's a Romeo Zero.
Yeah.
My cousin has a SIG. I don't think it's that one. It's one of like that, and it comes with the Romeo on it, and he loves it.
Really?
He's had zero issues with it. Naturally, of course, you want, you know, the Trigicon RMR or the Holosun 507s. Like, you want the good ones, right?
Kind of
the same thing as if you're building an AR. You know, everybody wants an ACOG, you know, because they're, you know, $1,500, you know, 3-power or whatever power you'd pick, you know, kind of optic. Yeah, that's cool, but
I think people
you can do the same thing with something like that, which that's probably a $200, you know, red dot versus a $700 red dot or an $800
red dot. I think it's probably like with anything else. You can get to where, unless you're an absolute expert who's really good at it, mm-hmm. there's probably diminishing returns. Like,
absolutely.
What good is buying a $1,500 ACOG if you have a $300 like aiming ability? I'm sure. I'm sure there's the same thing, like an equivalent of guitar. Like, there's probably certain things that, yeah, you could probably add them on, but I mean, you're already not good enough without them. Like, you might need to learn how to play a little better before you start adding things.
Basically, well, the way I would equivalent is you really don't want to don't come out the gate spending thousands of dollars on a guitar if you're not even sure. Like me, and we had this conversation with a friend one time. I said something about, you know, I might ask my mom to help me go in and half one. It was like a $1,500 guitar. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I wish I could ask my mom for a $1,500 guitar. And I was like, well, you don't play. Yeah, you asking your mom for a $1,500 guitar would be kind of stupid. But if I went to my mom and asked for a $1,500 gun, my mom would look at me like I'm fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm. This was for a gift? It was for your graduation gift?
It was like a combination of, you know, Christmas and my birthday, like right next to each other, plus graduation.
I think there is a level to start with, to be honest with you. Like, for instance, and I play some. I don't play like you do, but like, you know, a first act guitar.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just say we'll stick strictly with acoustic, right? You go with like a first act guitar, and then you go with like a, you know, a Taylor. The first act in the Taylor, even if it's just the cheap, you know, $600 Taylor, it's going to be light years ahead. But when you get to a point of the quality, like a $1,400 Taylor and a $5,000 Taylor, there, in my opinion, there might not be that much of a difference.
You want to know what a lot of time the
you know
biggest...
What I mean?
Maybe it's to get the difference out, you have to be good. Is that what the...
Well, sometimes... But you want to know what the biggest difference in a lot of those, like when it comes to that is? So like, and I'll show you. Let's see. So a guitar company I like, and I have one guitar, it's called ESP.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they have their American handmade version, and then they have their line that is made by what I hope are legal adults in Korea. Who knows? You can buy, I mean, they have cheap $200-$300
little kids. It's straight switch up.
Boom. I'm sure.
He says get back to work.
But I mean, you can get your cheap little $200-$300 guitar made by
No rice today.
No rice today.
Why Why are the Russians in charge of the Korean?
Because they would be.
Yeah. I mean,
are they in jumpsuits?
I don't know.
No, track suits.
Aren't they the same thing?
Mm-mm. No, a jumpsuit would be one thing with a single zipper, a track suit, just pants and shirt.
Learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the Korean made...
I mean, you can get a cheap $200-$300 guitar made by the Koreans. I mean, and it's pretty much what, you know, it's not terrible, but it's not top of the line. It's a good starter. Hey, is this something I want to get into? But you can still go to an upper, you know... class, upper, you know, toward, you know, $1,200.
Yeah, next level kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's the top of the line in the Korean brand that really the main difference between that and the USA handmade is just that, you know, this top of the line one is made by, you know, kids in Korea versus this top of the line one made by, you know, some dude in USA. And a lot of times there's not much difference in the, you know, to some extent, actually most extents, there's not a lot of difference in the sound because especially when it comes to, you know, electric guitar, a lot of it's just name brand and that, you know, USA made on the cover instead of made by Korea.
Basically,
that's
gets
really
to a point.
To a lot of people.
Huh?
That's I say, and that little thing is super important to a
dude,
lot of
dude, I did not,
people.
So this is a weird sidebar, but I did not realize how important that made in America was until I was working at Red Wing Boots over in Bossier when I lived over there. We'd have people come in all the time. They're made in America, right? Sure. Are you sure? Well, the tag on it says made in China, so I guess I was wrong.
Yeah, I guess no.
Whoops.
What I really noticed, though, is a big deal to older people. Like, people our age, they didn't give a fuck. Because they also understood, hey, if this was made in the USA on it, I'm probably paying $100 extra for about the same quality. Mm-hmm. Which, a lot of the time, actually was pretty true.
Mm-hmm.
Funny thing about, and what I would tell people when they, you know, would ask me, oh, well, why does it say made in wherever? I was like, well, if it makes you feel better... Weirdly, we send all the stuff from, you know, It's like all the parts are from America, but for whatever reason, because it's cheaper to send the stuff.
Yeah, labor's cheap.
Labor's cheaper. It's cheaper to send mass quantities of stuff, have, you know, little Chinese kids build it and send it back than it is to pay Americans.
Oh, absolutely. You know, from the producer standpoint, you know, if I can get these boots made in China for $8, or I can pay Ferris here, you know, $22 an hour to do it, well, now my $8 margin, you know, has increased X number amount, when I have to increase the price of the boot.
Sometimes I wonder how, like, and I was having this discussion with my boss the other day, you know, and it kind of goes back into what we were talking about, you know, maybe some of this price gouging stuff is bullshit, and they're using the coronavirus as a reason to say, oh, we can't get supplies, so we got to jack up the price.
Oh, 100% they are.
Oh, yeah. You know, everybody always says when they talk about minimum wage going up, it would cost the cost of whatever would go up. Let's take McDonald's, for instance.
Mickey D's.
Let's go with a McDouble. I'm going to say the McDouble might be the cheapest thing on the menu, right? You know, a simple little patty and two slices of bread, not even cheese. That is almost $2. Is that burger really $2? But they're giving you the excuse, oh, if we make minimum wage go up, no. You know what realistically could happen? The CEO, and this ain't going to happen, CEO, you know what could happen? Instead of, you know, making the price of everything go up, instead of buying two super yachts a year, maybe he could just buy one.
Well, that's exactly what it is they're going to make X number of dollars an hour. When they increase the amount that they pay their people, they're going to get their money back somehow.
Tenfold,
yeah. And that's the same thing with anything. When they talk about, you know, increasing minimum wage, well, things are going to get more expensive because they're going to have to compensate. Yes, the people of the big Uber corporations, you know, they could lose some money, but they're not.
I mean, this even goes.
And it's not even a, like, oh, they could, like, they're not.
Let me add a caveat to this. I'm not saying CEOs should have extremely outlandish salaries. I am saying that most people cannot be a CEO.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't. Everyone's like, anyone would do that. No, most people cannot do that, and most people who do it get fired. To be a good CEO is extremely difficult.
I'm not saying it's not. I guess my.
I'm not saying that they're not getting paid too much, but I'm saying don't trivialize what they're doing. CEOs, I mean. Yeah, there's always going to be some guy that got his job because his dad gave it to him, you know. But, I mean, not.
We don't know anybody like that.
I don't know anyone like that. I couldn't imagine someone like that, you know, named Ferris.
Had a podcast or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, I love that I literally get a trickle and you get like a quarter of a glass.
I didn't fucking. This is not much in here.
It's not?
No.
Let's compare it. Yeah, come on, man.
Do you want more?
No, I'm fine.
Well, fucking get more.
I'll
that fucking bottle and put more in there.
I'll make do with this.
God bless America.
It's not bad bourbon.
It's good.
I tell you what, if
that was smooth.
If you're into
it, didn't sound like it, but it was
Zeb Bourbon, Four Roses Single Barrel. It's the square bottle. It's super cheap. It's like, you know, between 30 and 50 bucks, right? It's 100 proof. It is so smooth, and it's actually somewhat sweet. It's a delicious bourbon.
Have you tried the Porker? It's called Porker.
I've tried a couple Porkers.
None that you want a shot, Tim?
No.
Tim can't do whiskey.
I'm not a whiskey person, man. I've never liked it.
Careful. Yeah, but you like vodka.
I mean,
man, I drink, like I said, I drink scotch.
I'm not,
I do like gin, actually. I really do. See, the thing is like with bourbon, I've got a couple bottles of bourbon at the house. I've got a bunch of scotch at the house. But I'll pour a glass. I've got like a Glencairn glass, and then I'll have just a standard rocks glass. But I'll pour it in there, just two fingers neat, and sip. And I enjoy that better than like mixing it with Coke or putting it with ice and water. I mean, drink it however you want to drink
it. I'm not that sophisticated yet. I got to have a Coke.
Like, I can drink scotch.
Coke Zero.
I literally pour cask strength scotch, which is normally 60%, so it's 120 plus proof, or 120 plus. I'll pour that into a little glass and just sip on that. I enjoy the flavor.
Yeah, I think you're a little more, what's the word? Advanced in the scotch.
I'm a big scotch drinker. A good buddy of mine, he is a doctor now and a professor. He got me drinking. The very first bit of scotch I ever had was a Glenlivet 12-year-old that whenever was all going to Tech, had it in the fridge and put it on ice and would drink it. And I loved it. And that was kind of the beginning of the end. So,
More Jack Daniels?
I never really drank a lot of Jack Daniels. I really didn't.
I don't know why about that Gentleman Jack.
Some people like it, some people don't. It's a little sweeter than like a Woodford.
Yeah.
And I don't mind Woodford.
The Gentleman Jack's good when you're drunk. Now, that Calumet.
Jim Beam's good when you're
that
drunk.
That Calumet that I got is pretty good. Because right there, we just took a shot with it and there was no problem with it.
Well, how much was the Calumet?
It's normally like $50, yeah. $50,
$60. The Four Roses single barrel, it's smoother than that.
Really?
Yeah, and it's a higher proof than that. That's only 43%. And what's in your decanter?
Decanter is Buffalo Trace.
Ah. You know, fun fact about decanters, they actually are not good for your whiskey.
Yeah, they're
strictly to show it off. I have a decanter. I have that type of decanter, and I won't pour any of my whiskey in it because it doesn't keep it sealed.
So basically,
whiskey's worst enemy is oxygen.
So basically, what you should do is that when you have a party, you put it in a decanter, and then at the end of the night, you put it back into the bottle.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. I mean, if you have the right people, you put it in a decanter, and by the end of the night, there's nothing left. Yeah. But it's strictly just to show off.
Okay. I mean, it's a cool-looking decanter.
Oh, it's an awesome decanter. Did you get the glasses with it?
What glasses?
The glasses that come.
No, I didn't.
It's a separate set, but it's the same.
I don't think
like,
I did.
That type of pattern.
I got that for what, a Christmas exchange.
Oh, dude, go get the glasses. They're heavy, heavy glasses. You'd love them. You'll love to drink whiskey out of them.
Yeah. What about that? I need to drink that Buffalo Trace, but I just don't drink very much.
I thought you were talking about that. The little.
No, you know what I use that for? That vodka, that cheap-ass vodka, New Amsterdam vodka.
What's that?
I use that to clean my tobacco pipe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like it.
I use that because... Like, yeah, you need to use something very cheap. I was like, what says? I need your cheapest fucking piece of shit whiskey you had. Or vodka. And they're like, here you go.
Yeah. Probably didn't give you some Velikov or something.
That's for like people who are just fucking winos.
That's for alcoholics. That's for someone who has been drinking for years, who at that point, and that was kind of what we were talking about earlier about the alcoholism. When you are an alcoholic, then you... To a point, you have to drink, because if you don't, you will go through DTs.
Yeah.
And if you've ever seen someone truly in DTs, it's sad. Like, looking at them, it's not that you're like, oh, you piece of shit, get your life together. Like, I've seen multiple people go through DTs, like, at work. And, like, they're sitting there, you know, vomit, you know, piss their pants, maybe shit themselves. They're shaking. They're crying. They're hurting.
Yeah, you actually...
Like, you withdraw.
Yeah, you really need to go to a facility and be with a professional, because you can die from detoxing.
Yeah, you legitimately can. You can die from going through
disease. You know the crazy
disease.
Thing is that if you get somebody who is a heroin addict and you take them off cold turkey...
They die.
They don't die. That's the thing.
Really?
They don't. They just get a bad flu, and they feel shitty. They feel like the worst they've ever felt. Mm-hmm. But then their body gets through it. An alcoholic, you will die.
Yeah.
That's what happened to Amy Winehouse, actually.
Really?
She stopped drinking and she died from whatever it is. Because here's a weird fact I didn't know about when you drink. Do you know why you're hungover?
You're dehydrated.
You're dehydrated.
It's not only you're dehydrated, but your body is already wanting. Why you get you feel better when you drink again? Your body's that's how like the addictiveness of the alcohol is. What it does to your body. This guy, Dr. Carl Hart, was explaining it, and he's like, you know, people are going to feel really bad on heroin. But they won't die, but alcoholism, like, people who are alcoholics have to be in a, like, they have to slowly stop drinking. Mm-hmm. They can't just stop drinking.
Yeah. Well, it's like the, that 4th of July party we had that was your birthday afterwards.
Yeah.
When it was all of us. Were you there? This was, what, 5 years ago, something like that?
Yeah.
It was a while back. But Basil and all of us, were drinking. And we drank a lot. Like, so much so that all of us, through one point of the night, got up, took a shower, vomited in either one of those orders, and then went and got back in bed. And we all did it. Like, you know, Chris did it, Basil did it, all of them. And, like, I want to say I think I was last. But, like, I got up, and I was like, oh, I'm good. I feel like shit. I'm going to go take a shower real quick. And I went and took a shower and just, vomited in there. And then got up the next day, and that was when all y'all kind of showed up, especially with your brother, Sammer. Him and his friends showed up, and, like, everybody else was kind of on their deathbed. And I'm like, well, you got to power through it. You can't lay there and die. So I started playing beer pong and started feeling a little better.
All right, so we
it
are
sucks ahead of, so bad.
You know, too bad you didn't die.
Yeah.
No. All right, we are at an hour and 20 minutes, so we have to say goodbye. We got to get Basil and you on because it's not fist fucks without Basil.
Yeah, you're right. I thought you were gonna say it's not fun without Basil.
Yeah, I mean with you, it's okay, but you know, Basil would be funny.
Oh, Basil,
give me your dick.
I wouldn't go that far.
We have to get Basil on. Got to get Chris on. We got to get Melcher on. Maybe next week.
Go to the ULM game.
Go to
the
ULM game. We got to get Blake. Yes, he wants to come back on. Maybe Dylan. Think some more people.
Before we cut off, have you guys seen Ted Lasso?
I don't have Apple TV.
Or, no. Okay. Ted Lasso, and then the other one is C.
Once Jason again, don't Momoa. Have Apple TV.
I know.
All right, make sure you watch it. Yeah, we got to go.
Really?
Yeah.
We did like 4 hours one night.
We cut it in half.
And I don't want to do that shit again.
All right, whatever.
Just fucking be. We're done. We're done, Drew.
I'm leaving.
Okay. All right, Tim, co-host, We're But Harmless, and we are done.